Thanks Radio Sport.
Hello, hello, good afternoon sports fans, and a special shout out to all of you who are racing the sun today. Good that it actually came out for you to race. If you've already run, well done, and if you're still waiting to go, good luck. We are cheering you on here from the studio. Yeah, spectacular. Coming up on today's Saturday Sport Classified, it's an emotional and an historic day for Corinthians as they are presented with the trophy for the Premier League for the very first time. There's hat-tricks galore in Combi 1. Sam Spoons is here to talk cups and plates and all things cutlery and hockey. My mother is gracing the studio once again to preview tomorrow morning's netball fixtures. Plus today I have a little bit of something new for you with a special guest in the studio. How cryptic, yes I know. Thanks for having us on today. It's lovely to be back with you once again. And as always, if I'm missing any results, you know what to do. Just get in touch and text the studio on 166 177. That would be a massive help. And thank you very much in advance. So we're going to dive straight in with the hockey results today, starting in the Rossborough Women's Cup. We have Ramsey A 2, Backers A 3, Vikings A 16, Saracens A 0, Castletown A 0, Valkyries A 4, Harlequins A 1, Valkyries B 8. In the Men's Cup we have, that has been postponed until Wednesday, so we'll move on to the Women's Plate. That's Vikings B 8, Castletown B 1. In the Men's Plate we have Valkyries B 5, Castletown A 2, Saracens B 5, Ramsey B 4. And in the under-16s, we have Vikings 6, Backers 1. We also have Harlequins 13, Saracens 2, and Ramsey under-16s 0, Castletown under-16s 9. Moving on to football, and in the men's prem, we have St George's 1, Corinthians 3. We're missing the results for Moran versus Old Boys, so if you do happen to have it on you, text in 166 177. In JCK Division 2, we have Michael 1, Castletown 5. Douglas and District 2, Governors Athletic 0, Onken 7, Gyms 1, Paul Rose 1, Ramsey Youth Centre 9. In Combi 1, Ramsey versus St George's, that has been postponed, so we'll move on to Rushen Moran, Rushen 12, Moran 0, and Laxey 2, Douglas Old Boys 1. Then finally in Combi 2, we've got Foxdale 3, Douglas and District 3, and both the Gyms versus Onken and Malou versus Michael games have been postponed. So we're going to start with hockey today, and I have Sam Spooner in the studio with me, sat in Tony Methven's seat controversially. How are you, Sam?
I don't know anything about the weather.
You don't know? Well, just look out the window and say what you see. So any surprises in the hockey today?
Not really any surprises, but there's a couple of really close games. In the Women's Cup, Ramsey A2, Backers A3. Brilliant comeback by Backers A. 2-0 down at the halfway mark. And second half comeback of Sophie Highlander 2 and Martha Broderick with the winner in the end. Ramsey A scorers I haven't got yet, so if you can text them in, 166, 177. That gives Backers A semi-final against Valkyries B. And you have to say, Backers A are looking strong to get to that final.
What else did we see today? Which match were you watching in particular?
I actually went down and watched the second half of Vikings A Saracens, and I'll be honest, it really was a one-sided game. But when you look
at day for Saracens,
it was rough, but it's a lesson learned. When you look at the age of the group of players that Saracens has, I didn't see a single player over the age of 18. I maybe saw a 17-year-old. Most of them were under 16. And you've got to say, playing against a side as good as and as experienced as Vikings A, it's always going to be a tough ask. Big shout out to Poppy Bowman, the Saracens goalkeeper. She had an awesome game today, and it really could have been 32-0 if it wasn't for her in nets today. Made some really, really smart stops. Vikings A goal scorers, Georgia Foxton on her return to the side following illness with 4. Brisha Foxton, her sister, with 4. Kim Carney with 3, Sarah Blackman with 2, Sophie Hall, Daisy Loader and Mia Greenwood all with 1.
Fantastic. Then we have Castletown A 0, Valkyries A 4.
Yeah, and a really good result here for Valkyries A. Castletown A, it all depended on whether they could recapture their early season form. Valkyries A, though, they've had a really, really good season this year. Sienna Dunn scoring in her final game before she goes and makes her England under-16s debut, so really well done to her, and good
huge
luck as well.
News.
Ellen Cleeter, Jess Loder and Tamsin Cleverly on the score sheet for Valkyries A, which makes a really interesting semi-final. Valkyries A versus Vikings A, with either of those sides on top form capable of going through to that final. So it'll be an exciting semi-final there.
And then finally in the Women's Cup, we have Harlequins A1, Valkyries B8.
Yeah, and a really unusual situation arising here. Valkyries B convincingly won. Lydia Wiley on a score sheet for Harlequins. Steph Cartier, Flo Barber and Andrea Littlejohns with two. Bobby Hempsel and Becky Corkish with one each. But Valkyries B can sense they've got a chance now to get through to a final when possibly, depending on the result between Valkyries A and Vikings A, their 18 don't. And Valkyries B will really fancy their chances against that backers A side. Although I'd have to say backers A are absolute favourites, that Valkyries B side do not fear anyone. And they do have every chance to make it to that final in the next round. Oh, sorry, I think that might have been a wrong result. It was actually Vikings B4, Castown B0, which gives Vikings B a Ramsey semi-final. A Ramsey B semi-final. The other semi-finals already decided. They all got byes. It's just Backers B versus Valkyries C, which is probably one of the pick of the bunch in that semi-finals. Haven't got the goal scores yet for Vikings B, but that has just finished, and I've just got the score update about 5 minutes ago.
Okay, let's move on to the men's plate while we wait for that result to come in. So we have Valkyries B5, Castletown A2, and you've been with a match of a head-to-head of the season's protagonist.
Yeah, I mean, Castletown A, up until the final weekend, were still in with a mathematical shout of the league, but unfortunately they lost to Valkyries B in the penultimate weekend, and then the week after they lost again to Vikings C, who finished third. But up until that point, Castanet were impressive. Don Stewart and the young Joe Savage, and I have to say the young and very impressive Joe Savage. He's also got a brother that's in that side that's very impressive as well. And they're going to be two mighty players. Valkyries B, though, just too strong today. Chris Thomas, Chris Caldwell, Mark Moy on the score sheet with one each, and Ali Fapiano with two. And that gives them a semi-final against Backers Colts, which won't be an easy game for them, but it'll be an easier game than they faced against Castanet.
And then also in the men's plate, we have Saracens B5, Ramsey B4.
Pick of the games today, really, really close game. I didn't expect it to be quite so close. Saracens B have had a really, really good second half of the season since the split. Liam Farrow with three. Steve Jackson on the score sheet as well for Saracens B. I think he might have got two. But Ramsey B, they gave it everything. He had a full squad out today, everybody available. Dan Stevenson with two. Jordan Parkinson and Barry Mellor all on the score sheet there, which sets up a semi-final between Saracens B and Vikings C.
Let's move on to the under-16s. In the men's plate, there was supposed to be Vikings C versus Castletown B, but that was a walkover awarded to Vikings, as Castletown were unfortunately unable to field a team. So we'll move on to under-16s, and we have Vikings 6, Backers 1.
Yeah, and there's only two places between the two sides in the league, but there's 10 points in total, and Vikings under-16s were in with a shout at the league title up until last week when they lost out to Castletown. But it's a very, very good side. Some really, really good players in there, like Cameron Room, Kyle Gunion, the Dougal twins as well, one of which has already made his debut for a senior squad this year. And then you've got the likes of Becca Kelly, who's been playing senior hockey for the past year and a half now as well. She's been doing really, really well. Score sheet for Vikings today, Cameron Room, Alex Andrew, Becca Kelly, Kira Griffiths with two, and Charlie Morris on the score sheet as well.
Elsewhere in the under-16s, and we have Harlequins 13, Saracens 2.
Yeah, Harlequins are 4 points clear of Castletown, but Castletown have two games in hand, so they could even it up. But a big score like this has just opened the gap up a little bit with the goal difference. There's about 20 goals between them now. Scores for Harlequins are Hannah Nuttall, Macy Crellin, Lucy Pacey on her under-16s debut with a goal each. Callum Crellin with three, Alfie Swales with five, and Oren Blakemore with two.
And then finally we have Ramsey 0, Castletown 9.
No scores for this one, but it was an important result for Castletown. That Ramsey side has been matured so much since lockdown ended and over the lockdown period. And they have been doing so much better. But Castletown knew they needed to get some goals on board today, and they have done that. And with those two goals, or those two games in hand, they will be hoping to be able to leapfrog Harlequins at the top of the table.
Fantastic stuff. So what's left in the hockey season, Sam Spooner, for us to look forward to?
Semi-finals and finals day on the 5th of June. So finals day should be a really, really good day.
Excellent.
And hopefully we'll have live coverage.
Yes, fingers crossed for that. Thank you very much, Sam Spooner.
Manx Radio Saturday Sport.
Tony Metham, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Weather's been good.
Weather's been excellent.
Corinthians have got their trophy, and yeah, we're getting there.
Emotional day today?
Yeah, it was, because you know, I've been there a long, long time. I still remember walking through Nobles Park in 1977, and someone stopped me and said, "Do you play football?" Yes, and I've been there ever since. And you know, a club that I've worked hard to achieve. You know, when you look at the history books, it'll be predominantly Russian, Peel, you know, St Mary's, St George's. But Corinthians over the last three or four seasons have worked really hard. It's a very young team. So, you know, congratulations to all the players, to everyone involved in the club. It's just a great day for them. And it's been a great season because the women have won the double, possibly the treble. The combination team got their league title, and there's still two trophies to go for. So we're not looking at them at the moment. We'll enjoy tonight, and I'm pretty certain that a few of the players will wake up tomorrow a little bit with sore heads.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, a hugely successful season for Corinthians then, across the board, really.
Well, it is, and you know, the women have always done well. They've always chipped away. There's a lot of players been there for a long, long time now. And when you look at Jay Burden, I think she's, well, I don't want to be cruel to her, I think she's about 30.
Don't go into age.
Yeah, and it looks as if she's been around forever and still is one of the top players on the Isle of Man. Sorry about that. But,
Is this the eighth year in or the eighth year?
Eighth title.
Yes, yeah. So making them the most successful female football team in the island.
Yeah, in the Isle of Man, and it's really good. And, you know, when you look at Peel, Douglas Royal, Corinthians, they're all sort of there or thereabouts. And I'm pretty certain the FA Cup, because Peel play Corinthians in that. Peel will have something to say. But no, I think, you know, when you look around at some clubs, and we'll bring Mo into it later on, he's at the other end of the spectrum where they're rebuilding again at Paul Rose. But Corinthians have got a really good team there. And once again, Sean Doyle today, a couple of goals from him, Steve Whitley as well. And when you look at the others around, you can understand why they've remained unbeaten all season. They played 24, won 23 and drew 1.
Fantastic stuff. Well, you did just mention the goal scorers for the Corinthians St George's match. Would you like to elaborate a bit more, or shall we move on to the other?
No, it's good to give St George's a mention as well, because it wasn't all about Corinthians, because Sean's two of his goals were penalties. Steve Whitley scored an absolute peach. Luke Murray with a super ball through to Steve, and he just, you know, when the pressure's on to come up with an exquisite finish, he got it today again, where he chipped it over the goalkeeper. But Ben Wazza scored a belter for St George's. St George's had their chances. My word, they did. And Corinthians did it. Didn't have it all their own way. But you know, St George's, again, the young players are coming through. And they'll be a force to be reckoned with next season. But, you know, 3-1. Done it in style. Got the trophy. And the boys are out celebrating already.
Excellent stuff. Then also, the only other game in the Prem, we had Moran 1, Douglas Old Boys 1. So was it an exciting draw, or was it a bit of a lame draw?
I'm not too sure if it was exciting, but it was a real special occasion for one young man, Jack Townsend. You'll remember about 8 months ago, Jack was flew away in the afternoon to a special brain unit in England to deal with a massive problem that Jack had, and it was touch and go whether he'd survive. And they managed to, you know, sort out the problem in his brain. It's still a little bit more work to be done, but hopefully Jack will be back soon playing football. But today, right on kickoff, they put Jack in a kit. Jack kicked the ball, and then obviously health reasons he had to go off, because he's still protection on his skull, because they've still got some more work to do. But fair play to him, because I was working with him the day that he was flew away, and at 1 o'clock he was so happy. See you soon, I'm going to the gym. And by 4:30 he's in a unit in Liverpool. So credit to everybody in Liverpool. Well done to all the family. Well done to Jack. We'll see you soon, Jack, back at work. But today was a special day for him, and well done to Douglas High School Old Boys and Moran for making an occasion for him to remember, and all his family there as well, because they've raised nearly £20,000 on Just Giving, which is incredible. But today, Robbie Ward, player manager, led by example, he got one, but Moran took the lead. Haven't got their goal scorer, but 1-1, end of season sort of thing. Points shared, and probably the best result for both teams, because they've had a bit of a struggle towards the end, but they managed to get enough points to stay into the league for next season.
Fantastic stuff, and yes, huge well done and best wishes to Jack.
Definitely.
Moving on to JCK Div 2, we have Michael 1, Castletown 5.
And haven't got Michael's goal scorer, but usual suspects here for Castletown, or certainly for Alex Crawley. He got a hat-trick, and Tom Moore got the other two. So Castletown on a bit of a roll at the moment. Great result last week against Colby, and a super performance today against Michael.
Then we have Douglas and District 2, Governors Athletic, nil.
Yeah, we knew this was going to be tight. 0-0 at half-time, 2-0 at the end. Daniel Stewart, Clegg with one for D&D, and Luke Callister holding his nerve to score from the penalty spot to make it a 2-0 win.
Dominating win by Onchan. In the next match, we have Onchan 7, Jims 1.
Yeah, if you look at the league tables in this one, Onchan had to win by 7 clear goals to be given the opportunity of maybe getting promoted. But Paul Rose were playing against Ramsey U Centre, so Ramsey U Centre were in the driving seat in that second spot. But they had a real good go at it, but it hasn't happened for them. Haven't got Jim's goal scorer, but for Onchan, Joe Rees got 4, Connor Dawson got 1, Barry English got the other, and Aaron Raby completed the scoring there for Onchan. Good try. They've got the cup to go for, the FA Cup, and you know, well done to them. They've had a really good outing and a lot of good players in there, and hopefully they'll go one step further and get promoted next season.
That is a solid effort today. And then finally, we have Paul Rose 1, Ramsey 9.
And well done to Ramsey U Centre. I don't know, I haven't looked back in the history books when the last time Ramsey U Centre were in the top flight. They've been in Division 1 before, but I don't think they've ever played in the Premier League. So they got their chance next season. Graham Kennish with 3 today. Stephen Gross got 2. Hertie Nick Hurt got 2. And Stephen Barber. 9-1 it finished. And I'll bring Mo in, because Mo's the manager.
Welcome,
of Paul
mate.
Rose. And
no,
he's going to do the Paul.
No,
or
no.
Chairman, I should say. Mo's going to do the draw for the Paul Henry later on. How good Ramsey U Centre today? Worthy of the promotion?
Yeah, they're very good. We've been lucky since the lockdown to play all the top teams. And you've got Onchan, Foxdale, Maloo and Youth Centre. And it's a high standard. They do play nice football. And you got a team with Nick Hurt, and you know, it's just his presence being there. His brain's ahead of everybody else, and it was a good game. But we did give them a game. We made them work, and you know, we had our chances, and it is what it is. Yeah. We give our best as we have every week, and we've been kind of beaten by the top teams by the same score, which is good for us, because you know, we've never been hammered. It's always been like 8, 9, 10 and 11 against the top 4 teams since we come back. So you know, we just got to take it.
It's been a tough season for you.
Oh,
the records will say.
It's been worse and tough, but you know, the players have been absolutely unbelievable. You know, we can sit and say, you know, what we've done and all that, and we're rebuilding. It's going to take longer than the promenade, unfortunately. but you know, we have got a good committee, and when you turn up on a Saturday, it doesn't feel like a bottom second division team, because you've got, it's so well organised and everybody works so hard. And I've got to mention Kevin Cowan. He's been a godsend since he's come back. You know, his heart's in the club, and we get hammered midweek, but he still turns up on the Saturday, and he's still got the energy and the enthusiasm and the players. It's been hard for them, and it's up to us as a committee and the club now. The players, if they want to come to Paul Rose, to come and think, yeah, we're going to give it a chance. They're a good club, and that's us still up now, because we owe it to the players what have had to put up what they have this year. So that's our goal this year.
I wish you well in that one, and let's hope that you have 2 teams in. But Ramsey U Centre go up, and well done to Youthy.
Congratulations to Ramsey. In Combi 1, the Ramsey St George's game, that's been postponed. And then we had hat-tricks galore in Russian versus Moran. It was Russian 12, Moran 0.
Yeah, I watched Russian midweek, and they played really well against the top side in Corinthians. But Jordan Watterson with a hat-trick today. Pat Venus got 3. Jamie Cadwallader got a hat-trick as well. Andy Moody got a couple of goals and missed a penalty. So the Moods didn't sort of hold his nerve there. He could have completed 4 hat-tricks in the team, but Chris Shimon got the other goal there for Russian.
And then finally in Combi 1, we have Laxey 2, Douglas Old Boys 1.
Yeah, just checking on this score, because I've got Chris Asbridge as a goal scorer, just 1, but Laxey won 2, so we're trying to find out on that one. But it was 2-1 to somebody, and Chris Asbridge scored a goal. So I just wonder if that should be the other way. Old Boys 2, Laxey 1, but we'll get that one checked.
If you do happen to have the know-how, text in 166 177. And then finally in Combi 2, the only match was, it looks pretty exciting by the looks of it, Foxdale 3, Douglas and District 3.
Yeah, and it was 1-1 at half-time, 3-3 at the end. Mark Quirk with 1, Sean Jones and Matt Gregg, and I've got here a 40-yard equaliser, first goal in 9 years for his club. So
and
I think
the chap who did call did specify that he hadn't just been sat around for 9 years not playing football. He's been away to uni, so I'm sure he has scored goals.
Yep.
Just not for the club.
Well done to him, but 9 years is a long wait for it. And yeah, education is more important. But D&D, that's a good result against a reasonable Foxdale side. And unfortunately today, You know, D&D have got in there. Mark Quirks played first team, good experience in there. But 1-1 at half time, 3-3 at the end, good game.
And then the only other games were Jims versus Onkin and Malou versus Michael, and those two have been postponed.
Yep.
Now, Mo is still with us.
Yep.
And we are doing a cup draw, the Paul Henry Cup draw. Can you just explain to people what this is for?
Well, the Paul Henry Gold Cup is for the top four of Division 2 at the end of the season. It's always a bit of a rush to get in. And Paul Henry couldn't make the draw. So Mo's a good buddy of his, and they're both connected with Paul Rose Football Club. So I just said to Paul, can I bring Mo up? He said, no problem. Mm-hmm. And as you can see, Mo's got a mind of information. So please put the players out of their misery, because three of these teams have got byes next Saturday in the ECAP FA Cup. So we're going to be able to get one game on. We've got in the hatch, we've got Rams Youth Centre, Onkin, Malou and Union Mills. So Mo, if you could do the draw, please.
Right.
You need a drum roll.
Number four.
Number four is a home tie for Union Mills.
Versus number two.
Number two is Onkin. So it's Union Mills. We'll play Onkin.
Number one.
Number one. Malou. Claffin.
Versus number three. Number three. I take it Porro has got a buy in this, haven't
he? Yeah, just. So the draw for the Paul Henry Gold Cup is Union Mills against Onkin. And Malou against Rams Youth Centre. Now, the one game we can get out of the way next Saturday will be the Malou v Rams Youth Centre, because three of those clubs got byes. We'll have to wait for Union Mills against Onkin. But if you like, the two promoted sides, Union Mills and Rams Youth Centre, have been kept apart. So there's a.
Are those good matchups?
Go on, Mo. You've seen these teams more than me.
They're very evenly matched. I mean, Union Mills were well ahead of everybody at the start of the season, because I think they were more organised than everybody. But I think. Malou drew with them the other night, didn't he? And it's obvious Youth Centre drew the week before with them, so they're going to be fantastic game, and they're going to be a good standard, and it's going to be good to watch, because they can play football. You know, up the top four teams, they are very, very good, and it's good. It's going to be worth watching.
And how do you think that Union Mills and Ramsey Youth Centre will do in the Premier League? Because you watch Premier League games.
Well, not this year, unfortunately.
You've seen the teams, you know what the standard's like.
I think they'll do okay. You're always going to have your teams at the bottom, just like across, you know, you're going to have teams what go up and they want to stay up, and you're going to have your teams at the top and the middle. But yeah, they stand a chance, of course they do, yeah. And it's worth going up, even if it's just for 1 year. You've got to say, oh, we don't want to go up. You have got to go up and see what it's like. And it'll make, you know, they've got some good young players, Ramsey Youth Centre, and it's going to make them better players. And you've got to see how good you are at the end of the day, haven't you? You can't be comfortable just staying in the second division, wanting to win the Woods Cup every year. You can't be, you know what I mean? You've got to have a mindset to go up. And why not try and win the Railway Cup instead of the Woods Cup, you know? And I'm glad that Union Mills and Youth Centre have gone up. They're two good clubs, and, you know, and Foxdale and Onkin are. And, you know, there's teams like that that kind of kept us going, because at the end of the match, they kind of knocked on the door and said, keep it going, boys. And, you know, and just something like that. It's kept us going, and we started off with crumbs and we ended up with loaves of bread. We did, because you need something to keep you going, and that kept us going. Just a knock on the door and saying, thanks boys, thanks for turning up, and that's what you kind of need. And it's been hard some weeks, I tell you that it has. But
well, this time next week we'll know who's got to the final, because one of the semi-finals there, one of the teams is going to win it, and we'll find out. Thanks, Ree.
Yeah, thank you very much. You are out celebrating tonight?
I'll have a couple, but I'm working tomorrow, so I won't have too many, not like last time.
Okay, we won't see you in the news for being arrested for drunk and disorderly. Good. Okay, thank you very much, Mo and Lepster.
Manx Radio Saturday Sport.
Now, I have someone new in the studio with me today. Charlie, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And Charlie is here to talk to us about the Isle of Man Pony Club, something different. So, firstly, could you just tell me a little bit about the Isle of Man Pony Club?
Yeah, so the Isle of Man Pony Club is part of an organisation called the Pony Club, which has many branches across the UK. Tomorrow, specifically, is the first hunter trial of the season, which is at a new venue, which is Ballacore Equestrian. Before then, they were at Oatlands and have been there for 10 plus years for their cross-country events, one-day events, etc. And they've been very welcome there. The competition there has been fantastic. But now they're moving on.
So could you, for us who aren't in the know about sort of equestrian-like things, can you talk me through what a hunter trial is?
So the Hunter Trial is just cross country, which is normally wooden fences or natural obstacles. They don't fall down, which adds a bit more excitement. And you're against the clock, or you're trying to get between an optimum time. So if your horse, say, has a stop at a fence, that's 20 penalties. If you fall off, you're eliminated. And you get time faults for either going too quick or too slow. So, yeah, you have to be a bit careful and clever and figure out your horse's speed. And
yeah, you have to, like, time it perfectly.
You do. There's no stopwatches either for Pony Club, so it's a bit more bit more of a mind game there.
Are you competing tomorrow?
I am. I'm feeling? Helping a friend out. I'm fine, although I haven't done cross country since October, so I feel I'm going to be a little bit rusty.
It's all good. And we were talking about nerves before. Do you get more nervous about kind of your own performance, or is it kind of nerves coming from, oh no, what if the horse just has a bad day and decides to run for the hills?
Yeah, I think with equine, it's fairly unique in the fact that, you know, you don't only have to worry about your own performance, but if the horse isn't wanting to play ball, then job's over. Very 50-50. If you've prepared to the best you can and, you know, you personally are as physically fit as you can be and you've put in the work, and then also if you've put in the work for your horse is fit and well and training's all been going to plan, then, you know, it's luck on the day, really, isn't it? Yeah. If horse wants to play ball, horse wants to play ball.
Fingers crossed at your horse. What's the name of your horse?
So I'm riding my friend Freya's horse. He's called Flipper. He's absolutely fantastic. I'm very lucky, actually, to be riding him. He's great.
Well, best of luck to Flipper. And I hear you have 100 entries. Is that a lot or is that pretty normal?
No, I'd say that's quite a lot. I think everyone's very excited, obviously, like, due to COVID, events weren't running, and this season would normally run from March through to October, so we missed out a few things, so that's really good entries. It's been really well supported and very excited for it. Yeah,
awesome. And if anyone wants to sort of look at getting involved with the Isle of Man Pony Club or wants to just find out some more information, what's the best way for them to do that?
So the Isle of Man Pony Club have a Facebook page. I'm pretty sure it is just IOM Pony Club. Mm-hmm. And also Ballacore Equestrian do have Facebook and Instagram, and we post a lot about Pony Club on there too.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Charlie Murray, there, and best of luck to you, Freya and Flipper, tomorrow.
Thank you.
Manx Radio Saturday Sport.
And my mother is here in the studio. How are you today, mother?
I'm fine after having my lovely walk in the sunshine up to the studio.
Yeah, very, very good. Getting those steps in.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about last weekend's results. I know it's quite a while ago, away ago now.
Yeah.
Speaking words. But we had some really interesting results in the Prem. So I personally was not expecting the Misfits result.
No, and to be quite honest, I'm so glad I actually wasn't on radio last week, because I'd have gone for a win for Balasella Alpha and then looked an absolute idiot, obviously. But I watched the game, and I was really, really surprised. There was some absolutely ferocious play in both circles by Misfits. Shooters were completely on target, and their defence, they are phenomenal.
Becky Dunn is on a absolute roll as goal defence.
Yes, yeah. And what was really interesting as well, I think Balasella Alpha got really frustrated because Misfits were just comfortable playing the ball around in the mid-court. And Balasella have got a really strong mid-court. And I do really think they let Misfits get into their head a little bit. Especially in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, so, Misfits were very relaxed. Possibly something to do with drinking the night before, but it
no,
works
absolutely
for you.
Not.
So the final score was Balasella Alpha 26, Marbury Misfits 832. And then the other one in the Prem that was surprising was Balasella Bravo. They beat Route 1 Connections 35-31, which would have been an awesome game to watch. Player of the match went to young Neve Skillicorn.
Yeah, and that's only Route 1's third defeat of the season.
Well, they're sat second in the league table at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Balasella are perhaps fifth actually, Balasella Brava. Both teams had their full squads out, so they have plenty to choose from. I think Balasella, they have Kate Tebay in there. Kate is a great experienced player, so she was able to keep it all nice and calm. And then again, very strong in the centre court.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so moving away from last week, we're going to look at tomorrow's fixtures. Starting in the Prem, we have Balasala Bravo versus Simcox Blue. That's 10 o'clock at the NSC. Then we have Simcox Gold Eagles versus Brown Crane Tomb Raiders, 10 o'clock at Bemahague. Thompson Travel 1 versus Manx Gems Rubies at 11 at the NSC. Balasala Alpha versus Route 1 Connections at 11 at Bemahague. And then finally, Marbury Misfits A versus Simcox Red at midday at Bemahague. Standout matches to look out for?
Well, the one I'm going to pick is Simcox Gold versus Brown Crane Tomb Raiders. I love both these teams because they really play with a great deal of flair. They do occupy the bottom two positions in the table, but there's only 5 points between them. Tomb Raiders are at the bottom of the league. And in the first half of the season, it was a close game. Simcox only won by 7. Tomb Raiders really need 2 wins in the last 2 games of the season.
And to avoid being relegated.
Yeah, yeah. And they actually also need gold to lose. That's not going to happen, I don't think. Especially with Tomb Raiders, I think, facing Misfits in their last game of the season. Mm. I think I'm going to go for a golden win from that game, but I'm sure it'll be great to watch.
A gold for gold.
Yeah.
Who you predicted for Bala B versus Simcox Blue?
Do you know, that's going to be really close. I think coming off the win last week, and obviously seeing how they played, I'm going to go with Balaby.
I'm also going to go with Balaby. Then we have Thompson Travel 1 versus Manx Gems Rubies. Now, Thompson are just 2 points ahead of Rubies in the league table at the moment.
Yeah. Again, you know, you've got an experienced team in Thompson and you've got the youngsters that play for Manx Gems, and really, you would think experience would win it. But you know, those youngsters, they've had some great training, they've come together, I think I've said this before, they've grown together as a squad, and they play some great netball. So I'm going to go with a win for the Gems there.
The Rubies. Then we have Balasala Alpha versus Route 1 Connections, which should be interesting.
Absolutely.
I think that I'm going to go down and watch that one, actually.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a really tight game. It's really, really difficult to call. I think Balasala may have a bit of a bee in their bonnet about losing last week, and I think that might just drive them on to the win.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Misfits A versus Simcox Red, and at the risk of sounding a bit rude, any Simcox Red game is a given game.
Yeah.
To be blunt about it.
Yeah, I don't think Simcox Red ever go into games thinking about that. They have a really great approach to their netball.
I
think a very brave person to bet against Reds at all this season.
Yes, very true. Moving on to Division 1, we have Thompson Travel 2 versus Manx Gems Sapphires. Simcox Green Eagles take on Tomb Raiders. Balasala Charlie versus Route 1 Turbos. There's a lot of Balasala Route 1 matchups this week. Then we have Castletown Spaniards versus Marbury Misfits B and Young Farmers A versus Thompson Travel 3. Now, none of these matches are super close in the league table, really. So, I mean, I personally would want to watch Marbury Misfits B versus Spaniards because those two have kind of had a bee in their bonnet about each other for a while now. So it always makes for a really fiery game.
I've actually gone for Thompson Travel 2 versus Manx Gems Sapphires. Mm-hmm. Thompson are fourth in the table, but they're actually on the same points as Misfits B, which is really interesting. Thompson too narrowly lost to Long and Humphrey Tomb Raiders last week, where Gems had an absolute runaway victory against Thompson 3. So I think they're going to be on quite a high back from that game. It was a really close match first half of the season. Tomb Raiders actually won by 3, but I'm going to go for Thompson for the win.
Dookie. Let's look at Division 2. We have Ramsey Black versus Route 1 Vaults. That's at 9 o'clock at the NSC. Then we have Simcox Silver Eagles versus Castletown Celts, 10 o'clock at the NSC. Simcox White versus Young Farmers B at 11 at Bemahague. Ramsey Red versus Balasala Echo there on at midday at the NSC. And then Manx Gems Emeralds versus Balasala Delta at midday at Bemahague.
Yeah, so my pick of the matches there would be Simcox Silver versus Castletown Celts. It's a mid-table clash. the teams drew in the first half of the season. So hopefully that's going to be a really exciting game, really good one to watch. 10 o'clock at the NSC, I think, that one?
10 o'clock at the NSC.
Fab.
Yes, and I didn't give you the time, so in Division 1, I'll just run through those very quickly. Thompson Travel 2 versus Manx Gem Sapphires, they are 9 o'clock at the NSC. Simcox Green Eagles versus Tomb Raiders, 9 o'clock at Bemmerhaig. Balasala Charlie versus Route 1 Turbos, 9 o'clock at Bemmerhaig. Castletown Spaniards Vib versus Misfits B, 10 o'clock at Bemmerhaig. And Young Farmers A versus Thompson Travel 3, 11 o'clock at the NSC. So don't drink too much and go down and support.
No, great netball to watch.
Yes, thank you very much. My mother, whose name is Debbie Evans, which I feel like I don't think I've ever said that before. So thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
Manx Radio Saturday Sport.
And we're coming back to Charlie once more, because, so rude of me, I do apologise, so unprofessional, I forgot to ask you about polo. So could you just go through polo as a sport for me?
I can.
yes, Rhianna, I can.
I can do that, just about. So over here we have the Triskelion Polo Club, which is ran by Cameron and Fraser Houston, who are two fantastic members of the equine community over here. And they... this weekend, they're very well supported by Ramsay Cruckle. And this weekend is the corporate weekend, which is the Ramsay Cruckle 75th anniversary celebration. And they are having a polo tournament called the Cruckle Cup, which will be held at their base at Ballacooley in Balaff. It's a two-day match. So today they played the first half of it and it's half time. And tomorrow, weather dependent, we'll play the second half of the game. The two teams playing were Ramsay Cruckle and Complete Plumbing Solutions. On Ramsay Cruckle, there was Ian Wood, Africa Cruckle, Cameron Houston and Zebby Sansbury. For Complete Plumbing Solutions, there was Stu Bainborough, Reggie Harrison, Sarah Fry and Fraser Houston. The current score is Ramsay Cruckle 6.5 and Complete Plumbing Solutions 4. The half goal is an advantage based on handicaps like in golf. And each member of the Complete Plumbing Solutions scored... and the scorers for Ramsay Cruckle was Cameron 3 and Zevi 2. And Zevi and Africa, both one in each team, they're only 15 and 16, so they should be really good and up-and-coming
Bright
players.
Future, yeah. Are there any shocks in those results?
No, I wouldn't have said so. I would say just keep an eye on Zevi. He's had a very good season, as always, very sharp player.
Fantastic stuff. Well, best of luck to all of you competing tomorrow. And thank you very much, Charlie.
Well,
it's been lovely having you on. And that's it for this week's Saturday Sports Classified. I shall leave you to your Saturday evening. Good luck to all you remaining Race the Sunners and to all the netballers tomorrow morning and to all the poloers. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are. So until next time, have a fantastic week. Happy sporting. And in the words of Alan Partridge...
good night.